Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rock.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Really quick, I noted, as I highlighted at the intro here, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Tomorrow, I want to spend a little time on these atheists again, you know, the people that don't believe that they exist. I want to talk a little bit about their dangerous, dangerous ideologies and what they're responsible for, those that take this mentality on. And at length, friends, they know exactly what they're doing. They know who they're warring against. And I'll bring that to the light tomorrow. We're going to talk a little bit about the stupidity in which they have promulgated. And what's even, you know, stupider than that is some people have taken the bait. And, you know, as they say, the stupidest fish are the only ones that bite onto the bait, right? Well, that's exactly what some people have done. And I did like the parallel as well, friends. I did like that. I did like that. Tomorrow I'm going to expose them. Heidelberg man, the Nebraska man, the Piltdown man, the Peking man, Neanderthal man, Cro-Magnon man. I mean, folks, some of the names that they come up with, the modern man, I mean, he's probably the worst of all of them. And then I'll go over to 1959 President Eisenhower, how he was the one that actually implemented and advanced evolution into public schools, interestingly enough. And I probably came across as a good idea. And then what we'll do is we'll also bring forth the Bible, science now and science then, expose again the stupidity of people departing from the Word of God, because what you'll find, friends, is God was always right. Of course he was. Thy Word is settled forever in heaven, O Lord. And I'm thankful for that. It will never change, nor will the seed of the righteous ever be removed, ever, ever, ever. Here, let me say it again. Ever will never happen. So we'll get to that tomorrow. But today what we're going to be doing, friends, is we're going to pull Tim Brown, senior editor from sonsoflibertymedia.com, along with David Zaniga. And if I'm saying that wrong, do forgive me, but that's what I'm reading here. And we're going to pull him up on the second segment, which will be the one right after the first one. Just sharing with you, having a little fun, too. But, friends, before that, if you want to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also check us out on sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Bradley Dean 1 is our Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1. As well, friend, go to Facebook, Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Again, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And, friends, you can also go over to Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. Last month, just on Bradley Dean alone, we only had 3 million people on that site, and I'm trying to figure out why we're so far down on the numbers. But we're not doing too bad, are we? And I'm talking about us. We're all in this together. But I want to tell you something that... when you look at the Revolutionary War, friends, do you realize that it was less than 3% of the population that God used to establish what we have today? And we have the longest standing constitution in modern history, 238 years later. So the encouraging point is, as long as we respond, God doesn't need a majority. He needs a minority that are willing to yield themselves unto him. And I'll tell you what, when he said that he looks to and fro upon the earth concerning those whose hearts are perfect towards him, that he might show himself strong on their behalf, he meant just that. And when he said, call unto me and I will answer and show you great and mighty things which you know not, he meant just that. Also keep in mind, friends, that this is the God of Israel, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost, that stated as well when he was talking to those that were hungry. You know, the Bible says those that hunger and thirst for righteousness, they shall be filled. Interestingly enough, he said, open your mouth wide and I will fill it. And a little analogy goes as follows, just to kind of liken it so you can understand what's going on here. When God tells you to do that, he's telling you that for a reason, because he wants to fulfill great desires. But you have not because you ask not. Until you ask, you're not going to receive anything. And we need to keep in mind, friends, that God answers exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in him. And friends, he's also still the miracle worker. God has not changed. But they have this is true, as a matter of fact, that in the East, a guest of the king would come in and they would say that, you go ahead and open out your mouth as wide as you possibly can, and we'll take gold and jewels and rubies and we'll stuff them in your mouth. So as wide as your mouth goes, that's what your mouth will be filled with. And so it is with the things of God and the spiritual, because the Bible says all spiritual blessings in heavenly places are ours in Christ Jesus. So I want to be an encouragement, friends. And as a matter of fact, speaking of encouragement, that's exactly what we're going to be talking about in the second segment. But before we get there, I want you to know the phone lines will be accessible, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. What David's going to basically propose and lay out to your candor friends is something I promise you have never heard of before. It's actually bringing about resolve to the problem. So let's resolve the issues of the day by actually doing all that we can do, by magnifying the laws of our constitutional republic and its enumerated laws concerning those that are committing the crimes. And what's going to happen? Well, as John Quincy Adams rightly said, do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. But God doesn't work independently of us, friends. We're his kids, we're the church, and we're to keep his commandments. So let's do all that we can do and see what he won't do on our behalf. Because if he did it for our forefathers, he'll do it for us as well. Again, phone lines will be open, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Headline news just real quick. Let's storm the gates of hell. This is by a brand new columnist. His name is Dave Dabenbauer. He's a great guy. He's second to none. Every time I have a conversation with him on the phone, I'm totally edified. And then another question for you. sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends. Will the natural born citizen requirements for presidents haunt GOP candidates? Go ahead and ask Ted Cruz or Marcus Rubio. Folks, Marcio, whatever his name is, they're not natural-born citizens, friends, so there's going to be some issues. Watch out for the players. Also, watch out for those that have been established, folks, because a lot of these guys, they are simply pawns in the political arena to get your eyes off the real prize. And don't fall for the fact that what they show you are your only options. Just keep in mind there's 350 million people in this country, and it's without fail the state-controlled media will always offer you up two or three candidates, friends. There's much, much more to pick from, so do not forget that. Aside of that, again, friends, I also wanted to let you know, Sons of Liberty Media on the scroll, America, how far have we fallen? Well, we can be a part of the answer as to pick things up and go the right direction and fight for our posterity. That's sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. Also, if you check out sonsoflibertymedia.com, folks, Marine's message to those who burn schools' American flag. I wear the uniform to show people this is not okay. Of course not. A plethora of columns today, friends, out there for you to check out. sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And we're also going to talk about how you can win a Joshua MK right after this break. We're going to get on the phone with David M. Zaniga and Tim Brown right after this break.
Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Now, what I'm going to try to do here, friends, because I got Tim Brown jumping on here on live radio with me. It's nice to have another guy that has the gift of gab because I can sit back and just kind of let him ride things out a little bit, and I can take a break. Tim, do I have you there?
I'm here.
Tim Brown, sonsoflibertymedia.com, senior editor. Do you like the fact that I label you as the senior? Like, you're the big head cheese, right? Do you like that when I say that, or does that make you feel uncomfortable?
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
So everything's good, right?
Yeah.
Really quick, Tim, before we pull David up, I got to give a quick shout-out. Utah, friends, just picked up two brand-new affiliates, Utah, KYAH, 540 AM, Delta, Utah. Just picked up the Sons of Liberty. We want to give you a shout-out and say thank you very much for your trust, as well as KPTO, 1440 AM, Salt Lake City, Utah. We are going to be played live Monday through Friday, and we just want to tell you again, thank you for your trust. Wanted to give you the shout out, as well as we just got picked up by three more affiliates as far as our columns go, and that will be Tea Party Commander Center, One Nation Rising, I like that, Patriot Act Network as well. But the best of all of them, again, friends, we thank you for your trust and we thank you for picking us up, but I really do think the best one out there, Tim, is sonsoflibertymedia.com. What's your take on that?
Well, yeah, I'm happy to promote Sons of Liberty Media, too.
in promotion, what do we have going on right now? I know we have a giveaway concerning a gun called the Joshua. That sounds brand new to me.
That's right. Our friends Ryan and Tom over at Amendment Arms have graciously provided us a brand new Joshua MK5. It's a AR-AK hybrid, so you have your accuracy, and right now the caliber that your AR will shoot, plus this one will handle steel bullets as well. Instead of brass, it can use steel with no problem, which should save you anywhere from $100 to $150 a thousand rounds. I mean, you can buy a thousand rounds for like $250 free shipping online, and you don't have to worry about the cleaning as much. It's not as fussy as an AR. Use AR magazines, shoots in the 223 caliber, and they've given it to us to give away to a winner of our contest. All you got to do is go by and either click on Win a Gun at the top right in the menu bar, or on the right, just below the slider, is a little place where you can click on and you can enter to win, and you can get multiple entries by doing several things other than just entering your email.
It looks like a beautiful gun. The other thing that comes to mind when I'm looking at it right now, sonsoflibertymedia.com, right on the right, friends, sonsoflibertymedia.com, it says Win a Joshua MK5. It looks wicked.
Oh, it's a nasty gun, man. I'm gonna tell you.
So would that scare off those that meant to hurt you as an individual or your family per se?
I think if you pulled out any gun, it would. But it looks really good on there. That's for sure.
Amen.
It's good in your hand too.
Amen. Now, folks, this is how this transpired. Tim called me up and said, "Hey, listen, I got a friend named David Zaniga. Am I right?"
That's correct.
Okay. And in saying that, he said, "What do you think about getting this guy on the radio?" I said, "Well, what's the big deal with him? I'm being a little facetious, having a little fun with you, David." But once I began to read your biography, it was like, you know what? We're going to have David on the radio show. So let me just do this really quick, friends, to set this up for David. David Zaniga, founder and CEO of America Again, is a graduate of the University of Texas and registered professional engineer, having designed commercial and institutional buildings for 28 years. He's also a founder of four classical Christian K-12 schools in three states. Amen. And he's also the author of this Bloodless Liberty, which conveys his vision for the revolution Christian perpetual trust and membership organization that can arrest, listen carefully, friends, this is what's exciting, that can arrest D.C. organized crime and end Washington, D.C.'s control over our lives. Now, look, this is what the real kicker is. Okay, for at least for me it was, is when I heard that there's half of 1% of the population of those in government that control the lives of the rest of us. I want you to hear that again. Less than 0.5% of 1% of the population are members of government that control your lives. Who could do... Go ahead.
Hold on just a second. Let me break in there.
Okay.
He says we can do that with only half of 1% of the population.
As members.
We can do it.
Oh.
Not the people in government.
Oh.
Only half of 1% of the population can achieve what his vision is.
Okay.
That's even more exciting.
That is, right. So we're going back to the forefathers again. It kind of reminded me of there's 315 million people in this country, and less than 535 people are actually in power. And I tried to do the math on that, and I'm thinking, how is that 1% of the population? But thank you for setting me straight in front of all of my listeners, Tim. I appreciate
it's
that.
It's okay. I did it in love.
Okay. You know what? All scripture is given by God, right? For reproof, correction, for instructions in righteousness. It works two ways. But David, are you there, my friend?
I am. How are you, Bradley?
I'm doing okay. Just kind of kicking it here in the state of Minnesota. I don't know what state you're in, but it's cold here, it's wet, and it's miserable at times. But we shall overcome the state of Minnesota. What state are you in, if I can ask?
I'm in central Texas, and it is cold and wet here as well. But what we call cold is probably summer warmth.
That's exactly what I was going to say. What is your temperature, if I can ask, David?
Oh, it's probably high 40s.
Oh.
We think it's cold.
You poor things. We were minus 10 degrees just a couple days ago, just to let you guys know what's going on here up in the state of Minnesota. David, I'm really happy that there's guys like you out there. People need to know that there's guys out there like you. So what I want to ask you, first of all, is tell us what your organization is and how the American people can be involved in your vision to enforce the Constitution, which at the end of the day, it should really be all of our vision.
Yep, it's either all of ours or it's not going to be anybody's vision. Thanks, Bradley. The mission of America, again, is seven words. It's we the people enforcing constitutionally limited government, period. Pretty simple. Right now, the way things are, it is impossible for us to get a handle on what's going on because we are outsmarted by very, very wise, very shrewd people who've been operating since the very beginning, since the founding. Alexander Hamilton is one of their snakes. I mean, it began at the very beginning. So we have to be wise now. We need to get smarter than them. So Tim just corrected you a while ago, and this is really, really important. America, again, is law enforcement. It's not us taking the law into our own hands. It's not any kind of a citizen vigilante group or anything. It is the first part of it is the America Again indictment engine, and it's just a mechanism to stop Congress from passing unconstitutional laws or defunding the laws they've already passed and outlawing the things they've already done that are unconstitutional. So you need a way to criminally indict people. If you do it in the civil court, it won't work. And if you do it in the federal court, it definitely won't work because per Article 3 of the Constitution, Article 3, Section 1 of the Constitution, we gave Congress the ability to have courts of their own, and those are the federal courts. But our courts existed before that. The state courts existed before, of course, the states existed before the federal government. So if you want to go after these guys, you have to split them up. And if you split them up and bring them into a federal court into a state court under state criminal charges, they're stuck. The federal judges can't pull it. Nobody can touch that. So you can actually go after them. At least we think we can. We've never done it before. This is where, you know, we're headed in that direction. So number one is a sharp stick in their back, a spear in their back, okay, the indictment engine. Number two, the second part of America Again, is 20 reform laws. We want to take back everything that's been taken from us since before the Lincoln administration. They've essentially, like I say, the rich guys are really wise. I don't know, I should say shrewd.
Mm-hmm.
They're really smart. And so they have bought and paid for these guys, presidents, judges, members of Congress, for many generations. They have it down to a science. You're not going to beat them at their game. So you have to end their game. Notice when we call ourselves the grassroots. We think that we're the grassroots. Well, that's like a worm under your foot, right? Mm-hmm. We're not grassroots. Per the Constitution, the first three words is we the people. We're the top level of government, not the bottom. We shouldn't call ourselves grassroots. We should call ourselves sovereigns. Only in a collective sense, not individually, not small groups.
Right.
We are sovereign.
Right.
We the people are on top. Okay, so if we find a way for the top guy, that's us, to enforce the law, that's the state criminal law, against an individual actor, doesn't matter that he's in Congress.
Yeah.
He's still a person from Minnesota, right? And your Minnesota congressman has to obey Minnesota state criminal laws against, say, counterfeiting, fraud, grand theft, racketeering, extortion, state-sponsored terrorism, invasion of privacy, all of which they're committing.
David, I got to take a quick break. Folks, I got David Zuniga, and I also got Tim Brown with me real quick. You mean, are you telling me like Senator John Glenn when he said?
Did you go to guns80.com and get your AR-15 yet? I took my buddy Mark out to lunch the other day to thank him for turning me on to guns80.com. And suddenly our old pal Dan showed up and joined us. Of course, Mark immediately started selling him on the great deals at guns80.com and told him how you can buy a brand new rifle at a great price, keep your privacy, and how it can be delivered right to your front door, and that there was no visit to a gun dealer involved, there are no government papers to fill out. Dan was such an easy sell. He just pulled out his iPhone right there and went to guns80.com and ordered his Ghost AR. Wow. You can call guns80.com right now. Their number is 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. By the way, demand they pay Mark a commission, okay? Call guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80 and demand they pay Mark, please. He deserves a commission. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80 and get your Ghost AR-15 on the web at guns80.com. Go now.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We got Tim Brown and David Zuniga right now. We're talking about what can be done concerning organized crime in Washington, D.C. And, you know, one of the things I think that people need to understand is sovereign, first and foremost. Sovereign, friends, defined means a supreme ruler. We need to understand that we derive our rights, our inalienable rights. They have been given unto us by our Creator, not by the state. And for those that believe that we derive our rights from the state, you are sadly mistaken. And really what it comes down to is an evolutionary view of government. When you look at a pagan view of government, for example, you believe that the state is divine. You believe that the state's authority is unlimited. You believe that they can do whatever they want. They're a bunch of demigods. No, they are not, friends. Because when you take on that mindset, what happens is it results in a state of tyranny. And when you look at the premise as to what they believe and how this evolved, it came from the evolutionary view of government. But when you look at the Declaration of Independence and you understand that our rights came from our Creator, and by the way, those that actually work for us, those that represent us, they derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. So therefore, we receive our rights from our Creator and we delegate power to our representation. We're all ruled by law in this country. No one is above anybody else. A biblical view of government is this. State is divinely ordained by God. State's authority is completely limited, leads to patriotism, results in a republic, Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution, because it's all based on creation. And my second point was this, David, and I'm going to hand it back over to you and Tim. It's interesting because it was Senator John Glenn that said that if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, we could not pass most of the bills that we pass around here. I think it's also important for people to understand that it's policy that they're passing, not law, and it's bad law. So we can't say it's just unacceptable. It's not following the rule of the Constitution or the enumerated laws within the Constitution. You know, they just can't be doing that. No, you're right. They can't be doing that. And Senator John Glenn just told us how they are doing that. And people need to awake to the fact that they are not demigods. And I think, David, that's what we're getting to, is the fact that, listen, if that's how they're going to act out, contrary to the Constitution, contrary to all enemies, both foreign and domestic, then we need to deal with them lawfully. What say you?
Well, I agree, of course. That's the mission of America, again, is to enforce constitutionally limited government. That does not mean enforce whatever we want from government. It means enforce what's already written, has been for 230 years. Let me change it up a little bit here. The second part of America Again is 20 reform laws that we want to push through, force through Congress using the indictment engine. In other words, people see our 20 laws and they say, wow, they're great ideas, but you'll never get any of these past Congress. They have no incentive to want to pass these. You'll never get them passed. And we say, well, go back and look at the first point of America Again, which is the indictment engine. This isn't going to be a matter of asking a senator or a congressman to take this bill on. It's a matter of inviting them to be a good guy. We have a campaign this year called America Again, Good Guys. We're going to all 535 members of Congress, House and Senate, to their offices and holding an event. In fact, Tim's going to be holding one in Lindsey Graham's backyard here next month.
You mean Lindsey Graham's not a good guy?
Well, no. He's not a good guy. But I know that Tim Brown has agreed to hold a banner event, a good guys event, in South Carolina to get Lindsey Graham to listen to this and try to sign up. He won't. I'm sure he won't. He's a bad guy, but that's okay. We want.
Oh, wow.
Bad but for our purposes right now, for instance, in Minnesota, we want every one of the 535 targets tagged this year. By the end of 2015, we want, they will self-select. In other words, they will answer us. We're giving them 30 days to set a time when they come to their office and publicly sign a document we're giving them.
Mm-hmm.
That document says, I agree in principle with these 20 laws you want to pass, and I'm a good guy and I want to help.
Yep.
That kind of thing.
Yep.
So,
now, I'm curious, have you done this already, David?
Well, we just had our first round.
Okay.
And we've given them, they have 14 days to answer, but we've sent them. The first round included both of our Texas senators and three others, one in New Jersey, one in New York, and one in California.
Yeah, David, can I chime in with something on that? Let's give the people exactly who America Again has targeted, and that is in the first round, and that is Senator John Cornyn, Senator Ted Cruz, Representative Scott Peters, who's he's out of California, the 52nd district there in, was it San Diego, La Jolla, Representative Frank Lobiondo, who's out of New Jersey, and then Representative Grace Ming. So there's a mixture of Republicans and Democrats, and just to head off a lot of the comments that I saw regarding the articles where we put out to let people know about this, this is not about Republican or Democrat.
That's
right. It's about the law. And it's about holding people on both sides of the aisle to the same standard. And the people say, well, why do you have Ted Cruz on there? He's perceived as a good guy. Well, he's part of the bunch, and so he has to be held to the same standard, and so we're inviting him to do the same thing, right?
That's right. That's right. Now, let me tell you, Bradley, just the first one of our reform laws, and you'll see how exciting this is. By the way, the last census has the U.S. population at 320 million.
Okay.
We've grown.
Wow.
So our first law of the 20 is called the Bring Congress Home Act. We call it the BCHA. And here's what it stipulates. The first section says no member of Congress shall have a private office or staff located in Washington, D.C. The second section says all members of Congress shall serve a maximum of two terms of office. The third section says, we'll talk about this one, says no district of the U.S. House of Representatives shall contain more than 60,000 citizens of voting age. And I'll come back to that one. In other words, we want to end up with something near 4,000 members of the U.S. House.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll come back to that. The fourth section says that they will meet in Washington, D.C. only once on the 3rd of January for no more than 10 days, and that's in accordance with the 20th Amendment, and then they come home. They serve from home the rest of the year. The fifth section says that we provide every member of the House with an office paid staff of three people maximum. Office expenses, hardware, software, a vehicle, et cetera. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
No expenditures, including pensions, insurance premiums, board and travel, under the guise of legislative business. No limousines or special conveyance, no spas, hairdressers, club memberships, nothing. We cut all of that off.
No airplanes, no Learjets,
no
exemption
Learjet,
from Obamacare.
No. They get coach class airfare, and that's it. But we're cutting all of that stuff. We're bringing them home, okay? So we are providing them with the teleconferencing, standard teleconferencing, multiplexing teleconferencing technology that corporations all over the world are using today.
Mm-hmm.
And we, instead of them having, for instance, Ted Cruz has seven offices, six in Texas and one in D.C.
Yeah.
He doesn't need seven offices.
No, you're right.
David, Lindsey Graham has the same thing, so that's exactly right. This will cut out, and who pays for all of that?
Well, we do. We pay $5.9 billion per year just for the operations of Congress, their own office operation. And listen to this. We can save over $2.5 billion by bringing them home and by having as many as 3,900 members of the House. Even by multiplying it by 10 and having all of these members of the U.S. House so that they never represent more than 60,000 people, we still save billions of dollars. Can you imagine that? And Bradley, when you think about this, you said earlier when you were introing this that they don't represent us anymore and we're not being – well, they would be representing us if we had them at home full-time, if we knew them. We would – imagine no more than 60,000 people per representative.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very small group compared to the 700,000 they have now.
Right. And now listen, really quick, David, I got a limited amount of time here because we only have a one-hour show here, and my left foot is bouncing up and down because I want results here, and I want to go right for the gullet. I want to know what happened or what took place this past MLK Day from New York City and to California, and will this continue? Can you share with our listeners exactly what happened and what took place?
Yes, this is a banner event. You hold up a big old America Again banner, and you say, guys, we're coming to get you.
Hmm.
Now, we call it America Again Good Guys, and it's going to be happening again every month on the last Saturday of the month, every month of this year. And if you want to do one, Bradley, I'd love to have you do one. In other words, we're calling everyone in every U.S. congressional district to become a district organizer. Call us, write us, click on the big red button on our site. It says take action. It's a huge, fat, red, round button. Click on that. It walks you through. You can do one of these. We're mm-hmm. going to do one in February, March, April, May, until we finish, until we get all 535 targets marked. They're either good guys or bad guys.
Got another question for you, David. What are you going to do to enforce if they don't respond within 14 days? How exactly are you going to enforce what you are demanding?
We're not enforcing anything. All this is an invitation to be a good guy, Bradley. If they don't respond to our invitation, then we automatically assume they're one of the bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, we're allowing them to self-select.
Gotcha.
Now here's,
we got to take a quick break again. I'll pull you over on the last segment, guys. We got about 8 minutes left when we come back. Folks, you got Bradley and you got Tim Brown along with David Zuniga. And, folks, we're going to continue this discussion in just a moment. Hang up with us, 1-866-233-0747. Be right back on the other side of the break.
The Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, Jennifer Meadows here from Broadside News. You know, Bradley Dean's message is truly inspirational. He takes a fresh look at today's issues that's both honest and authentic. Bradley packs a powerful punch that not only shows his love of America, but also his love of God. And when you're not listening to Bradley, please check out my show, that's Graceland with Jennifer Meadows, Thursdays at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time on BrennerBrief.com.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Real quick, friends, before I pull David and Tim back up, I just wanted to make clear what I was trying to say earlier. This just came back to me during the break. But folks, policy follows law in this country. Law does not follow policy. And I gave you a quote from John Glenn, Senator John Glenn, the guy that said he went to the moon. I wish he would have stayed there if that was the case. But the fact of the matter is, he said, if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, we could not pass or enact most of the bills that we pass around here. And I said to you folks that this is policy. It's not law. And just remember what I said. Policy follows law. Law does not follow policy. And I've also said in the past, and I say again, if you don't want to, you know, listen to man's 10,000 commandments, then simply get back to God's 10 commandments and read Jeremiah 6:16. And then I talked about the distinction or the differentiation of making concerning the word policy and bad law. I want people to understand, now you get policy follows law. I want you to understand that bad law is not law. Okay? So therefore, if it stands in contradiction to the Constitution of the United States and its enumerated laws concerning the basis or the seedbed, the Declaration of Independence, guess what, friends? It's null and void. So there's no such thing as bad law. Either it's law or it's not law. So to say that, just wanted to clear my conscience really quick. I got David Zuniga. This is the guy, he's the author of this Bloodless Liberty, which conveys his vision for the Revolutionary Christian Perpetual Trust and membership organization that can arrest D.C. organized crime and end Washington's D.C. control over our lives. Tim, I want to ask you really quick, interject your thoughts. What are your thoughts concerning what we're hearing right now?
Well, I believe in it so much I put my money where my mouth is. And before I wrote a first article on America Again, I have already become a member. I was a member last year. And that's why I'm going to be serving up Lindsey Graham with one of these deals.
I want to be there, Tim, because folks, for those that don't know Tim Brown, he is a meek, humble sweetheart. So to see Tim actually take this and hand it off to Mr. Graham, isn't he just a sly joker? I mean, he is just one sly joker, is he not?
Well, let's be honest. He's not a sly joker. He's a traitor. He has helped to arm America's enemies. I make no apology about that. He has been right alongside John McCain and Barack Obama in arming America's enemies. He is a traitor in the constitutional definition of treason. And I don't care if he served in our military or not, as in the JAG or not. That is where he is. But we're giving him a chance. You know, we talk about the gospel and calling people to repentance, and that's really what David is saying. He's saying, we know what you're doing, we know who you are, we're giving you a chance to repent and do what's right and be on the good guys list. But if you don't, we're going to go through this process, and then we're going to take action. But we're going to get everybody on the record as to where are you willing to go along with us, the people who are your sovereigns who sent you there. Are you willing to go along with us? Are you going to keep going with the bank cartels? Are you going to keep doing the mess that you're doing to push us towards global government? Or are you going to stand with the people? And the people want you to stand with them. They don't want you to do this other stuff. They sent you to take care of America's business in a very limited fashion. And that's what happened. That's what began on Monday. You were asking about what was going on. The five people that I mentioned, we have the article up on sonsoflibertymedia.com. The five people I mentioned, they were already given that. And what David didn't tell you was immediately after that, they received a FedEx package with information in it, intent to repossess the legislative reforms that he's proposed and the things that they want to have set up in a signing ceremony with these people who are willing to come on the side of the American people. And they have 14 days to respond to that and set up a signing ceremony for that. And we're hoping that the people who have been asked will say, you know what, this is exactly what America needs. They come over to that rather than to continue to really take the American people for their own advantage.
Now, one more question, Tim, before we pull David back up. He fell off for a moment. You're also going to hand deliver a package to Trey Gowdy. Is that true?
No, it's not hand delivering a package. What it is you're making a statement with the America Again banner, and on that, the specifics, you can see a picture of the banner, in the article. It says, "We the people do all the work, pay all the bills, are sick of DC organized crime, and are now going to be America again." And so what we do is we make the statement. Then there's a FedEx package that's delivered. It should show up the very next day at their office.
Oh, okay.
It will be signed for, and they have 14 days from that time to respond to that for a signing ceremony with the member who is in their state. And if they do that, they go on the good guys list, and we're going to hold them to exactly what they're saying they're going to do from here on out. If they don't, they go on the bad guys list, and then that's where the targeting for indictment will fall in, according to what David was laying out with the indictment engine that is in the process of being built. And this is why we need American people to join on board, like, you know, we've talked about before from the Vernon Johns thing.
Mm-hmm.
What was the quote there about money? It answereth all things. Mm-hmm. And so you can't do something, you really can't respond in this kind of fashion without any money.
That's
you
right.
You can't.
Yeah.
And so we at America Again, they need a lot of people to join, and by a lot, listen to what was said. 0.5% of our population can do this if they'll get together. But if people are content with coming on blogs and complaining and saying, oh, we've got 2 more years to the next election and stuff like that, it's not going to get done.
Tim, you're talking to Mr. Serious here. I totally get it. I hear it all day long. I'm laughing because I don't understand.
I want them to hear. I got people coming on saying, this sounds like leftist propaganda, and boy, why are you targeting Ted Cruz? And all they can do is they get angry and they complain and they say, I wish somebody would do something. Well, look. You've got a chance to be a part of doing something. You do. You, Mr. and Ms. America.
Yeah.
You have a part to play. Don't wait on, whoever in your congressman. They're giving you the rhetoric you want to hear, which sounds great. I say that for Trey Gowdy. His rhetoric is great. But then you start to look at the resolve.
That's
even
right.
Look at the rhetoric, some of it.
Yeah.
We're going to pass legislation to force Obama to obey the Constitution.
Yep.
What is that? That is grandstanding. That is not getting resolved. Sorry, I'm getting a little worked up, but that's not getting resolved. That's playing you.
That's exactly
Nobody
right.
Nobody in Congress, not one person in the House, has passed one article of impeachment. Not one. And I know for my part, I laid out one article just on arming America's enemies through the Egyptian Muslim Brotherhood that is defined under the Constitution as treason that we could send this guy packing.
Yep, got it. Tim, for the sake of time, let's give it back over to David. One more question, David, and then you can tell us how people can get a hold of you. What do you ultimately want to see happen with America Again?
I want to see America Again. I want to see this place operating with the sovereigns acting sovereignly, and that means you have to do things yourself. You can't wait. I really want the American people to wake up more than anything, Bradley.
Mm-hmm.
Our website is AmericaAgainNow.com. AmericaAgainNow.com. Watch the videos. There are several videos there. Watch the first and second one. You will be floored. Bradley, if you watch video number 2 on our website tonight, it's about an hour long. It will floor you, even you, Guy. It will.
Sounds good.
There are some things there that people need to know. We can win this thing. Do you know this is the best time?
Okay.
The most promising time for a Christian and for an American in history. The best, not the worst, the best. I thank God for Barack Obama. I'm sorry, but I do. The guy woke up the sleeping giant. Now, the sleeping giant is thrashing around in its bed. I don't care whether you're liberal or conservative. If you do care about the Constitution, if you do love what the Constitution stands for, then get behind this. You have to join us.
David, we got to close it up real quick here.
And join us.
Yep. Folks, we got David Zuniga. One more time, David, how do people get a hold of you? Okay, we just got that. Folks, really.
Yeah, he's at AmericaAgainNow.com. AmericaAgainNow.com.
Thank you, Tim Brown and Dave Zuniga. Folks, really quick before we end the show, everybody understands why they listen to the Sons of Liberty Radio here, folks, and what our objective is. That is to wake up America, given knowledge of the Word of God, is to know how we should do, what we should do to bring forth the resolve that's needed. Take our feet out of the miry clay, put our feet upon the rock, and establish our going, Lord. Folks, but what we also need to understand is we cannot do it alone. We have to do all that we can do and leave the results up to God. So we have to listen and take heed to the commandments of the Lord. So with that said, recently we have partnered with American Survival Wholesale, who carries the same heart in every sense of the word. Just talked to Chance yesterday for a moment. Great guy. Folks, it's their mission through the Veterans Outreach Program, a program to offer a helping hand to our veterans who have in many cases have been thrown away by the government in which they fought, bled, and died for in many cases. But through the blessing bestowed upon them. Folks, I want you to check out American Survival Wholesale. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the camouflage ad on the right. Check it out and support those that are
the
supporting.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.